نبي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Was salatu was salamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we're lucky as Muslims, as believers, to be in this holy month of Ramadan, whereby we are given the opportunity to experience a little bit of self-determination, self-control, to limit a little bit of the material dimension, so that we are able to witness the beauties that are hidden in the spiritual self. And this is something that is necessary for every Muslim to experience. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the opportunity to truly witness this greatness, His greatness, to the capacity that is possible through our existences. And give us the permission to the doors of spirituality gradually. We are discussing and focusing on the first sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And in this first sermon, Imam Ali alayhi salam, in some aspects, in some of the statements, mentions about the various different types of verses and the characteristics of the verses of the Holy Quran. And inshallah, we shall delve on some of those in the coming segment.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Dear brothers and sisters, welcome back to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge. Imam Ali alayhi salam in this sermon explains about those different aspects or different characteristics of the verses of the Quran. And one of those characteristics is that the Quran has got mursal and mahdood verses. Some verses are unconditional, they are mursal, while others are mahdood. That means they are conditional, or they are specific to a certain condition in a state, and a state of a person or of a thing, which is related to a certain ruling. Inshallah, I'll explain more shortly. We explained about the ruling of freeing a slave. That ruling, the obligation in various verses of the Quran, is mursal, that means it is unconditional. It doesn't matter whether the slave is a believer or an unbeliever, or it's a female or a male, that slave has to be freed. So for example, in one of the penalties of breaking an oath, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَكَفَّارَتُهُ إِطْعَامُ عَشَرَةِ مَسَاكِينَ مِنْ أَوْسَطِ مَا تُطْعِمُونَ أَهْلِيكُمْ أَوْ كِسْوَتُهُمْ أَوْ تَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ. That means one of the penalties of breaking an oath is to free a slave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, here the verse is mursal, that means it is unconditional. It doesn't say that slave has to be a certain type of slave. No, just freeing a slave means that you have freed yourself from the negative consequences of breaking the oath, the legal consequences basically. And also, of course, the other consequences are out of Allah's grace. So you see, the ruling here is unconditional. But in another verse of the Quran, which is to do with killing a believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ مُؤْمِنَةٍ. If a person kills another believer out of mistake, then one of the penalties is that the person needs to free a believing slave.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Dear brothers and sisters, welcome back to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge. Now, here the verse is mahdud. That means it's not unconditional. It is mahdud. Mahdud means it is conditional. That means the believer, the slave has to be in a certain condition. What is that condition? That condition is the condition of being in the state of belief. So this is the meaning, that there are certain verses that are mursal while others are mahdud. It's the Prophet's duty to explain them. So for example, these verses, yes, they are to a certain degree clear, but there are certain aspects that need a little bit of more explanation. And they cannot be applied directly without those explanations, unless of course there are no other statements from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the verse can be taken the way it is. And these are, of course, more jurisprudential discussions. So generally, this is the duty of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is something that is clear within our texts. Another one of the characteristics of the verses of the Holy Quran is that the verses of the Quran are muhkam and mutashabih. وَمُحْكَمُهُ وَمُحْكَمَهُ وَمُتَشَابِهَهُ. That means certain verses of the Quran are muhkam. That means they are very clear and they are firm, while others are mutashabih. That means they are ambiguous. And we have explained those verses, of course, in the previous sessions there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself in the Holy Quran also mentions that some of the verses are muhkam. That means they are clear, firm, while others are ambiguous. And there is a reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done that. But of course, these ambiguous verses, if they are related to the firm and clear verses, then they become clear also. And it is the Prophet's sallallahu alaihi wasallam's duty to come and explain those ambiguous verses and to come and explain the exact position of those verses with regards to the people and with regards to their duties. So this is another aspect of the Holy Quran that Imam Ali alayhi salam explains, and also the duty of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam with regards to it. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in this holy month we are able to take benefit from the verses of the Quran, and that He gives us the opportunity to open our minds and our hearts towards acting in accordance to them. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
مرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه.